King spoke at Western on December 18, 1963, 4 months after his historic address in Washington, D.C., and the country was still mourning the death of John F. Kennedy that November. After King spoke at Western, he took questions. WMU's retired Vice President of Student Affairs, Thomas Coyne, was in the audience, and he says he'll never forget King's answer to one question.
The question that stands out most clearly in my own mind, because it really was prophetic, not only about what he was talking about, but as it turned out, his own life. Dr. King was asked in one of the very last questions, what would be the impact of President Kennedy's death on the movement for civil rights and the Civil Rights Bill?
Sometimes a man does more in his death than he could have ever done in life, and sometimes we must, in history, take an evil situation and wring the good out of it. It may well be that President Kennedy will be able to do more for civil rights in death than he could have ever done in life.
King made a point of saying, and he had talked to, I presumed on this issue, a number of times with President Johnson, that he thought that it was not unlikely that the bill would go ahead and be successful, and that in fact President Kennedy might have been more successful after his death than he was before.
Why is that?
When you realize it and you look at the impact of Dr. Martin Luther King himself after his assassination, and the impact that he has had on a number of individuals who have followed him and who have stepped into his footsteps, you begin to see that he really, although not, I'm sure, consciously, was reflecting his own life.
King had been invited to speak at Western to provide an opposing voice to that of then-Mississippi Governor Ross Barnett. Barnett was an extremely vocal segregationist who had spoken to WMU students earlier that fall at the request of the 1963 senior class.
What did that say about the students that they would want to bring him here, meaning Mr. Barnett at the time? Was it a sense of wanting to open up dialogue on that issue? I'm kind of wondering, like, would the modern day equivalent of that be bringing a representative of the KKK here? I'm just trying to figure it out. Help me.
Students did not focus at all on this as an issue of segregation, or or an issue of civil rights, or an issue of are we going to bomb somebody. They were interested in the people who were in the news. They would have invited Attila the Hun if Attila the Hun had been in the leading newspapers at the time. They were sent out letters to 30 people who were most prominent in the news. They actually benefited in a way they didn't understand, and Jim Miller saw that as a possibility to make it a beneficial movement, a teachable moment. They didn't really understand the issues of the segregation civil rights dispute as well before those invitations went out as they did after. Now they had suddenly said, you know, we actually had on campus something that was going on right now, and inadvertently, in an effort to get notoriety, they got intelligence and education.
We have this event coming up on December 2nd at noon at Western Michigan University that commemorates the 50th anniversary of King's visit here. Why should people come to that? Why present day?
That was such a significant part of American history that our relatively small segment of it, Dr. King spoke at a lot of different places, but he spoke here. And he spoke on that issue. And he spoke on that issue at a time when it was still a vital issue. The tendency in society is to forget significant things happened to make the smooth society exist that we now enjoy. A lot of people suffered and died because of the civil rights movement. A lot of people. They didn't intend to die. People died as a result of the Freedom Bus Rides. That was a significant period in American history. And if we forget history, if we forget the sacrifices that a great many very ordinary people, not orators like Dr. King, not people like Young, and not people like Rosa Parks, but ordinary people who day to day just do ordinary things. But in those ordinary things, they carry on the traditions of a civil, free society that is in America today.
The 50 Years Later Honoring the Legacy of MLK program takes place at noon Monday, December 2nd at WMU in the North Ballroom of the Bernhard Center. The public is invited to hear excerpts of King's speech and a panel of students and community members moderated by nationally known newsman and WMU alum Ed Gordon. For more details, go to WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Earlene McMichael.